You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
I'm Sabribi.
And today's podcast is...
Are You Afraid of Immigration Part 2?
3, 2, 1, let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
If you are a young couple looking for your dream home, or you've been unlucky with the BTO ballot, contact Erwin.
He has a 100% track record in finding homes with minimal cash. Call or WhatsApp Erwin at 8877-5050. That's 8877-5050. Now, on to the podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Boy Podcast in the World. There's nothing, bro. So today, part two, we're going to speak about, hypothetically, if you were to smuggle
items through immigration, how will you do it?
What kind of immigration? Like airport?
Airport or checkpoint, either one.
Checkpoint, like anything. Any checkpoint.
Okay. Yeah. Into SG. Yeah.
I feel it's very easy to do it one time.
Yep.
But to do it every day, every week... Challenging already. Yeah. But to do it one time, I think it's very doable.
Yes, yeah. I agree to that.
Yeah. If but you if kena, it's you sui habis.
You do it one time, it's very doable, but it's not scalable.
Okay.
And okay. Then after that, you do one time, you don't get caught, you think it's easy.
Then you try again and again.
Okay, kita start dengan benda kecil dulu lah. Okay, small thing.
Flying squirrel.
Pocket knife.
Just put it in my pocket. Cannot,
metal.
Cannot bring pocket knife.
No, it's a weapon. You must.
Oh, pocket knife to aeroplane.
Into Singapore. Yes.
I just check in.
Check in.
No. You smuggling it, so cannot check in.
Why cannot check in?
Don't have that technology.
Make it more fun.
So no check-ins.
Check-in. Cop ah, senang ber.
You don't check in your drone batteries .
Meletup . No, oh. You cannot check in batteries, bro.
Yeah, kena confiscate, yeah.
Fucking stupid, what? You cannot even.
It's my father.
He's smart. Battery laptop battery pack pun kena keluarkan, bro.
I didn't know, yeah. Laptop pun tak boleh masukkan check in ada.
Boleh, but must remove the
battery. Mine cannot. The MacBook cannot.
I cannot.
I cannot.
Kena check in.
Okay. Okay.
Pocket knife, small one, size of your finger.
Necklace .
Bra.
Oh, but then wait, when they scan it and you go to
wire wire.
Do have?
Why?
No, like can scan by wire lah, wire.
Ah, oh, wire bra.
Wire bra lah.
How does it work? Have you seen the machine?
What machine?
The X-ray machine, or the titit machine?
The titit machine is just like that, mah. It
because
detects
wire
metal.
Bra, fine . Tak ada. Tak ada titit.
Kadang-kadang jump pun okay, saya duk.
Yeah, so I'm a bit confused.
How I will smuggle it on my belt.
They have to take off.
They ask you take off.
They ask you take off and walk again.
I know. Then when you take it off, right, you put it in front already. So you take off, then you put it at the side when you pass the thing already. Right? Then you take out with the pocket knife.
Wow, knife susah .
Maybe shoe lo.
Shoe boleh. Shoe.
Shoe.
Boots
I use a shoe, then I walk through lah. If they ask me take off, then I'm fucked .
I put it at the sole of my feet. Of my shoe.
Some assassin shit, bro.
Yeah, so it's like anything. I'm like, what the hell? What's it doing there? Gitu.
Oh, must have been during the fight that I had. Sorry.
how small is it? Is it like
finger
size? Pocket knife. Okay.
You can
for shoe lah, shoe lah.
Apa ni? Clamp it between your butt cheek tak?
Boleh ya, tapi macam tanah
Knife.
That could be a ways .
Can I
just masuk jubo .
I'll just put what the fuck.
Wrap it in the corner, masuk jubo .
I'll just put shoe.
Prison style lah, bro.
Shoe or gutter lah.
You know, they call it the prison pocket. No, I'm just kidding.
Alright. Yeah, okay, next thing.
Okay, something bigger . You are more serious or in the weapons category?
No weapons.
No weapons.
No weapons anymore.
Okay. Baru nak cakap gun.
Yeah, because gun house, yeah.
Gun tak liat.
Dismantle lah. If gun, I would dismantle, then put it in different parts and travel with different people. Then everybody take one part.
Oh, okay. Lepas you alone lah. Itu dah syndicate macam ni. So, one gun, this is what? To sell or to personal consume?
Personal protection.
Personal gun. Gun, I won't lah. Gun, cannot lah.
Gun, I won't. I ask people carry my bag.
Gun, the parts, okay. The parts, okay. I think the bullet susah nak. Susah nak.
Everything hard lah, bro.
The difference part, kalau kau dismantle, okay.
The bullet, you can say, is like a sex toy.
Prison pocket.
Or I'll just do a necklace lah.
A bullet necklace.
A gun necklace.
Bullet necklace. Bullet necklace. Bullet necklace.
That's like can, six. Can. Stylos. Oh, six, eh?
Everything lah.
All the ammo lah. All the ammo lah.
Then after that, before you bring in, you go engrave like Prada on it. Confirm they won't check. They'll be like, oh, mahal man. Stylo.
Are there guns in Singapore? Out of curiosity lah. Other than the police lah. Like macam, like bodyguards. Do bodyguards?
I don't think so. I genuinely feel no.
I think only police and military has guns, eh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can. Let's move into...
Wait, then what about government punya bodyguards?
Let's those police. Police
ah. Oh.
Two cartons of cigarettes.
Two cartons, eh?
Aku pernah, actually. Let's put my bag lah.
Yeah, I think kalau airport senang.
Yeah.
Airport senang. But then you have to go through the scanner, mah.
I put... Usually come home no scanner, no, bro. They just have scanner. They set up. I just put lah. Okay.
Which country are you from?
Vietnam.
Normally from countries that are more prone to having people do
stupid stuff,
illegal stuff there. Hmm? Canada.
Canada.
That time when I come back from Jakarta, yeah. Right outside, like you know when you exit,
when you exit the plane.
Right there they set up one thing.
Oh. Yeah. Tapi that time kau ada apa?
Tak ada. I with my family.
That time kau dua carton rokok, don't tak tangkap.
Nothing.
Damn.
Two cartons.
Black mental.
10-20 packs ah.
Two cartons ah.
Shit. I think they are looking for something in particular. Ah. Like drugs eh.
I was thinking, should I throw? No, dustbin bro. Come out straight there. Dia.
Fuck it lah.
Let's walk lah.
Okay.
Takut.
Okay. But those were the cigarettes that you bought duty free from Vietnam ah. Then maybe I think should be okay eh.
Tak boleh what you say.
Yeah, by right tak boleh. Maybe they
I
weren't looking for that.
They give chance sometimes.
Because
they are not looking for that.
Yeah. Yeah, then probably just I'll do the same method. Just fuck it lah, letak dalam bag lah.
Yeah.
Because must do it normally. Because that's why I say like one time, two time.
Okay.
Unless it's like one tons of cigarette.
Your six cartons.
No, one ton of cigarettes, bro.
Oi.
Macam 1,000 cartons.
Well.
Yeah, 1,000 cartons of cigarette. How the fuck gonna smuggle that? Don't know lah, bro.
That one is you.
Goal.
Illegal goal.
I'll just put in my pocket.
Does it?
Yes.
Beep.
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Goal beeps. When you go, does your necklace beep?
No.
Kadang-kadang watch pun tak beep. So like, I don't know the logic ini siapa.
Yeah, mine.
Kadang-kadang I will take out all. No, nasi Asian do it take out.
Oh.
Okay. Didn't know that.
That's why in the time I nak buka baju, nak buka seluar semua. Tunggu je. Eh, donate.
Kau baru nak cakap benda-benda.
Okay, animal.
Animal.
Cat lah.
I know
put on my shoulder.
It's a scarf.
I know how they do it though. They put it below but they put ice.
They kill the animal?
No.
Oh, then?
Macam,
they put
macam, kau tahu
ice?
Macam your... Any like
spare tire in tempat eh?
No, any vehicle.
Yeah,
is kind of hollow right under the carpet in a way.
Yeah,
in a way. That's how the macam macam cockroach all come in and stuff. It's kind of hollow. You got space, but so they will just put there lah. But they will put ice, so it's not hot for the animal.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's how they get caught. So
because it's cold.
No, because it's wet.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why the officers will know that there's something there. Then they will check.
Okay, so they cut a hole through the bottom part of the seat, lah.
Or maybe, or like the spare tire part, or like you know, van.
How would you smuggle an animal? A cat, Because I think if like you're just chill, right? Then you sedate the cat, right? And just put it on your lap. And just letak jacket over.
Yeah,
boleh sah.
Yeah, that lah. Like put in the back seat or and then just put bantal-bantal simut-simut.
Just sedate the
Must
cat.
Sedate lah.
Must sedate lah.
Sedate the cat, put inside the glove container, compartment lah.
You can fit lah. But I think should be can, right?
Should be can lah.
Kalau kucing besar tak boleh lah.
Casual, that's the size of the coke lah.
That's a kitten lah.
That's so tiny.
That's a kitten lah.
That's a kitten.
Okay.
Because the cats I play quite fucking big lah.
Yeah.
I just sedate it and just...
Sedate it, I'll put it on my lap.
Act like it's a...
No, but you have to get up.
Somebody act like it's a pillow lah.
Oh, ni immigration. I was thinking immigration. Tapi airport susah sah.
Airport susah gila lah. Airport.
They just scan your bag. I bought a skeleton of a cat. Nampak skeleton kan? Confirm nampak skeleton kan?
Most things just turn green, right? And then only weapons turn red, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but you see it though.
You will see the cat lah. You the see side, the shape of the cat with the heartbeat and the bones and everything ah.
You see the shape of everything eh?
Yeah, I'm assuming so ah. That's what I see in movies ah.
Like this, is it?
Yeah. You
this
see
one quite
cat,
obvious yeah.
Damn son.
It's not more like this eh.
It's more like that.
It's more like this. Because I remember I watched apa entah what show. Maybe this Travel Abroad that kind. They said if you wrap it in enough newspaper. If I'm not wrong, it's newspaper.
I heard it's aluminium foil. I think it's aluminium.
Aluminium.
Then it will deflect the X-rays.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you'll be like fucking obvious because white. That part is blank. And it's in the shape of a cat.
Wrap the tail, guys.
It's all the way. Animal a bit hard. I think cat a bit too big.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Sugar glider can. Kocek lah.
Tengok. The human punya scanner. You see the whole like shape of the bodies.
That is the one that goes zoop. Weird. Kalau animal, I'll just, if I have to do it lah. Just inside my jacket lah.
Yeah, I would do that as well. Because masuk X-ray tak.
I'll step like I'm a fat person lah. Yeah, I don't need to act anyways. Alamak.
Why, man?
Stress asya. I'm getting married soon. Then looking for a house. All that. Stressful lah.
I was in the same position, bro. I applied for my house in 2020. I've been waiting for like almost 4 years already.
Oi, why you both so stressed?
Cannot get house lah, sir.
Cannot get house up.
Huh? So long already?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why you not ask me for contact? I know this guy. I'm so sure he can get you a house, eh?
Huh? Who?
His name is Erwin or Property Win lah on his Instagram.
Okay.
So easy to contact him, you know?
Okay.
I have his number at the back of my head.
What's his number?
What's his number?
88-77-50-50.
Huh? So easy
Yes.
88-77-50-50.
So it's 88-77-50-50.
Yes. Yeah. 88-77-50-50.
Okay.
88-77-50-50.
88-77-50-50.
So okay. You can just WhatsApp him and he'll reply to all of your property inquiries.
Yep.
Now, back to the podcast. Sugar glider senang tak? Kocik je. Sedate it. Selat kocik. Feed it casually with the peanuts you get from the plane.
Singapore dah ada the yang bulat-bulat ni?
Banyak
ada.
Michelle.
Ada?
Ada.
Kat checkpoint ada?
Oh, I tak pernah masuk. I think that one.
Pasal we always ride and drive mah. That's only for walking.
Oh, checkpoint? It's like that?
Yeah.
Not airport?
Airport pun aku rasa ada.
But I walked through it a few times already.
Cool tak?
How is it like?
You just stand and then it goes.
Dah tu je.
Oh. I don't have anything, ma.
What's that?
Then they close the thing. Seram.
Dah tak nangis.
Sir, sorry, sir. It's a malfunction. No, I want to go. Would you like panic?
Dah kencing dah bos.
Would you panic like legit if just
seram gila.
Yeah, bro.
Panic habis lah.
Panic
aku. Over the PA. We need help over at the immigration checkpoint now, please.
Why is Hatta?
Stop him!
Don't let him get away.
I'm running.
But a few times, but now the scanner, so if something wrong, right, they will... Macam train lah. Macam if nothing wrong, it will go this way. If it's wrong, right, the thing will change. Then go other way.
Seram.
Oh, seram.
You've been through it lah?
The normal airport punya. Then they will check.
That time aku bodoh gila. Aku punya face wash, aku tak keluarkan.
Oh, habis lah. Kena buang.
Buang lah, throw everything. Waste wash, wax, perfume. Eh, no, perfume alhamdulillah tak.
Yeah, I think that happened to me. Air.
Because this water, it's big. I think 50 ml. 100. Eh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I lupa.
How big is your face wash?
125.
110,
125.
Oh, damn.
Wasted.
Philosophy, eh?
Philosophy.
Oh, damn.
Down the drain, ta, bro. Fuck.
So. But water, usually they say that you can finish it.
You can empty it. You can empty the bottle lah.
Oh, you can bring a bottle.
Just minum. Tak
washing my face.
Banyak gila. Saya pakai air water waste.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That one's so scary, yeah. But how I smuggle big stuff? Just do it like the cartoons inside truck so and pray.
What big stuff are you talking about?
Macam...
Okay, 10 kg of
cocaine.
10 kg of cocaine, bro. I think the smart way to do it, right, is just keep it in like powder. Powdernya botol.
Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson.
Johnson. Or like just semen.
One, two time. Just Johnson and Johnson punya tu. You can just go through immigration yourself. Tapi the every time I fear, right, you know, like if you walk in from JB into Singapore, right, and they have the cage at the side, and usually macam by right, suppose ada anjing kat sana, then they will smell you when you're going up, right? I'm always afraid that the dog will bark at me, you know. fuck, what did I have? I don't have anything, sir.
But they won't.
They won't, right? Yeah.
Unless you really have something lah.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid
they
of.
They are addicted to drugs, right, these dogs?
Aku tak tahu.
No lah.
Isn't
they're trained to smell it.
It's not they are given drugs, then that's why they can smell drugs.
Maybe they're given drugs to smell, but I don't know whether they're addicted to it.
Oh, yeah, but I think I would put it
you
in...
You sound dumb as fuck.
I thought have. I no thought I read that somewhere.
Aku tak tahu, aku tak tahu.
I mean, this is crazy, right?
I don't know.
The drugs are addicts.
That's what I thought I saw somewhere, tau.
That's quite funny. That's crazy. You know? You got to feed the dog, then because the dog are addicted, then when they smell it, they get high. And then they get agitated.
Yeah. Let me Google it.
No way.
People often wonder if dogs sniff out hidden drugs because they want to eat them or because they're addicted to drugs themselves. In fact, the dogs have absolutely no interest in drugs. What they're actually looking for is their favorite toy.
Huh? Which is? Oh, so they make their toys smell like the drugs.
Yeah, their training has led to associate them that toy with the smell of drugs. Yeah. They want their toy.
You're not wrong, though.
No, I'm wrong.
They're addicted not to the smell, lah.
They're addicted to the smell of drugs.
Because they think it's their toy.
Yeah.
Have you ever like been through that where the actual dog's inside?
I've never seen a dog.
normally trained.
Wait, sorry.
You've been trained 24 years of your life. You haven't seen a dog.
I'm not stupid. Okay. I've never seen a junk dog.
The German Shepherd, right?
Tak pernah sih.
Nah, normally you take train. You take train, they will use the dog walk one time.
Huh.
So you're the last one to come out. You see the dog will walk one time.
Style over.
Oh, that's the bomb sniffing dog.
I don't know lah.
Yeah, that's the bomb sniffing dog. Train as in MRT.
No.
Tak train.
Train to KL.
Train to Malaysia. JB lah.
Oh.
Cool lah.
Oh, tak pernah naik train. I've never taken the train to JB.
I will put the cocaine in a baby milk formula.
Oh yeah, that
and
works too.
And bring my child.
That works too.
Yeah. But you can't have baby milk and then be a normal man with no babies.
That's
but I can
true
also lah.
Say you buying for home. Yeah.
It's Milo lah.
Milo obvious sangat doh. Why is the Milo white? I expired already.
Mix lah.
Mix Milo and the drugs. Then it just the later process of your syndicate will just get more complicated, sir.
Hey man, is this easier than getting caught, bro?
That's true. That's true. Did you know that like for you to get hanged or for you to get caught for drugs in Singapore, they only count the pure amount.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's fairer a bit.
I don't know that it's fairer, but like I guess it's better also if they reduce the weight significantly.
Significantly Because usually the drug amount is
low.
Low.
I'm not sure but how clean the pure heroin or pure weed is.
It depends.
Depends, kan?
It depends. Then kalau gitu, synthetic drugs?
I don't think it's counted, but I think confirm got minute amounts, kan?
It is, see. Synthetic weed is counted as A-class mere drugs already, no? Like, does it seem
A-class
like
quality or like punishability?
Like the PSA high.
Punish.
It's the punish. It's considered macam heroin standard already, synthetic drugs.
Who else?
Synthetic weed. That's why my friend masuk for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Because it's class A already.
It's class A drugs.
Because it's synthetic. If it's pure, it's different.
Pure, I don't know. I don't know about pure. I just know about synthetic now.
Oh, I didn't know that Thailand like legalized weed.
They did.
Yeah.
Like
to the point that they have edibles, they sell edibles around Thailand already. Cool lah.
Yeah, but careful lah. I think you come back confirm do saliva test.
Oh yeah.
Or like confirm got that check thing, just don't bring it home.
Of course lah. I mean like, if it's a place, oh yeah. But now they, every time you go into checkpoint, they will write, doing drugs overseas is still...
Yeah, I saw,
After the schooling case.
Oh, just the schooling eh. Oh.
I think.
Probably lah, maybe lah.
What do you think of that rule lah?
I think it makes sense lah. Because drugs is not a one-time thing, then after that you're done, what? It's a feeling that you might want to revisit. Mm. And then if you cannot go overseas, then you might find a way to do it in Singapore.
But they say like doing drugs overseas is still an offense.
Like let's say your first time is in Thailand. And after you get addicted to it, but you can't keep going back to Thailand.
Yeah.
So then you'll try to find it here in Singapore.
Okay. Then you just bring drugs into Singapore, and there's a problem for Singapore.
Drugs is an addiction, what? It can lead to an addiction.
What do you think?
I think it's kind of skewed.
Skewed. Okay.
Skewed. Because like tak fair.
Macam, you should still have the right to do whatever you want overseas.
Because like if you were to gamble in international waters, it's okay.
Mm. They got their own law. Yeah. Maritime law different.
Mm. So like international waters generally is like
no law.
Lawless.
Yeah.
So that type of shit. So macam, like slightly unfair lah. Because technically you're not doing it in Singapore and you're abiding the rules.
I don't know whether any other country has the same rule to ketat.
It's just the drug thing mah. It's like other than drugs, let's say vape. Aku vape kat Malaysia.
Hmm.
Confirm okay kan?
I come back Singapore, test the vape in my blood or urine, then like, oh shit, it's legal. It cannot be what?
Yeah.
Kan? I was just thinking about it that way, sir. Like, aku vape kat Malaysia. Malaysia is not in Johor, but maybe in KL. I vape in KL. I come to Singapore. Aku boleh just vape in KL, but it doesn't matter what, because it's legal there.
Maybe because vaping, the repercussions really just not as strong as drugs.
Yeah, la.
Drugs really is rabak, what?
Yeah, it is a case-on-case basis, and if that's the rule, aku just follow, yeah.
Mm, annoying or frustrating, huh? Because like, I'm already being responsible, not doing it here. Right?
Yeah.
But I guess I'm just not being responsible taking drugs at all.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Say no to drugs.
Don't need to try. This kind of stuff. A lot of stuff don't need to try. Okay. I like to try everything once, but drugs don't need to touch.
For sure.
Yeah.
Psychedelic. Stay toxic.
So regarding the topic of immigration, what would you
smuggle?
Particularly smuggle. Chewing gum also scary, siapa?
Aku tak pernah saya takut pasal chewing gum.
I also. To me, that one I feel like they confirm me like, buang je lah, you know.
Kalau aku kena tangkap, just like, sorry.
Saman chewing gum RM1,000.
Ai.
I didn't know that, but I don't see it as to me. Chewing gum to me macam.
The only reason why it's illegal is because littering. Disgusting lah.
I don't see the repercussions of it like that.
No, but if one day you kena an officer that just feels like fucking people up.
Siawan
lah. Not siawan lah, just boring. Aku tak pernah saman orang.
Yeah.
I'm okay to do paperwork. I'll do it. I'll stay until night. Sup, then one day you just feel like, sometimes I will ask my friends bring back drink for me. One bottle, two bottle. Maybe the one day I just ask you, bro, just buy for me 10 one shot lah. Ya, semarang lah bro. Chewing gum je apa? Kau bawa 10, kau kena tangkap. 10. One bottle, 1,000. Okay lah.
Like how you pay not?
Huh?
If let's say you ask me.
No, I don't know. I don't know him.
What?
Podcast ya. It's carbon footprints. I just, he know me.
I never ask you. You also got your own. I don't
know. You delete already eh.
Would I pay?
Half.
Every time Wise asked to bring chewing gum, they telegram you eh. Stop chewing gum.
Apa eh? Secret chat.
IG disappearing message.
Oh. I swear it was just here, officer. He asked me. No.
Would I message the like missing one. I think yes.
Half ah?
No, I pay full half.
Okay.
If it's like 5,000?
Firstly, like, I won't ask you to do anything illegal for me. That's number one.
Mm.
But,
if now, hypothetically you do?
Hypothetically, if I do, then I will just pay the fine. Lah.
Yeah.
Like for example, macam, okay, I ask you bring for me LV bag. Then you kena caught, stop for the tax thing.
The luxury thing also, I sort of understand because it's tax, but like, is it really that bad?
It is lah, bro. It can go quite a lot. So let's say if...
One bag
tax boleh macam RM2,000.
Ya ke?
Really?
If the bag is mahal.
Okay.
I don't know how much is tax.
You buy because usually this happens when you go to Europe and then Europe you buy into Singapore, then the price of the tax difference kan?
Yeah, you know it's not different, just don't pay the tax.
Oh.
Of course, as a traveller, you can get refund on the tax.
Oh, yeah, la, you can. And the tourist tax is significant.
10%, 10%.
Oh, okay.
10% of 1,000.
You just have to pay the GST.
So, if
so it's 7%.
7%. So, if the bag is 1,000.
8%.
I don't know. This one there is 7%.
If 1,000, 8% of 1,000 is how much?
10% is 100. So, $80.
GST, 8%. Correct.
So, kalau the bag, $20,000. Okay, jangan cakap bag, cakap jam.
Okay,
more than $400. As long as something is more than $400, you have to pay tax.
Okay. So let's say you go to Switzerland.
You buy a Rolex.
Yeah, I say, hey, sup, get me a Patek whatever.
How much is that?
Kasi 90,000 ah.
Oi,
but why transfer you 90,000?
No, I transfer 90,000. So the tax is let's say 7%. 7%. So 6,300 my tax. So you come back into Singapore, you got stopped. Then it's either you throw away this watch. Or you pay the tax. And ask you to buy ma? I will transfer you lah. The system gender lah.
If I'm wearing the watch.
What's the loophole of you wearing the watch?
Because it's you dah pakai ber, bukan nak jual ber. So it's personal things ini.
Personal things is fine.
Okay, personal
things. Yes, so if I'm carrying the designer bag in, it's fine.
Ish.
But if I have two designer bags,
kalau dia nak cari pasal, boleh cari pasal lah.
Ask you when you buy it and all kind of stuff, right?
Ask for the receipt.
But that's a bit fucked up, sir. I don't get the whole tax thing. Aku beli dari overseas pun datang balik aku kena bayar tax.
No.
I didn't even buy.
Orang okay. But bila kau nak datang balik super super pristine condition, then kau nak jual for the purpose of reselling, then they okay siau lah.
Okay.
Then they okay siau.
Okay.
I think case to case also. I know in Europe, kan Paris, a lot of people buy their bags there. You will see.
I was surprised you didn't buy, sir.
It's very expensive, bro.
Oh, really?
It's still mahal lah.
3-4.
Yeah, and I don't like this type of stuff yet. Hopefully
you
never.
You will see China national Chinese people at the dairy asking foreigners to help them buy. Because I think they have a rule that, I don't know it's for China only or all tourists, but you can only buy 2.
Oh.
Yeah, a day, something like that.
Okay.
So he will pay you. Like, let's say the thing is $1,000. She give you $1,001. Okay. And the rest you keep.
Oh, best.
Yeah. So you can do, it's illegal, but you will definitely get stopped if you look like a tourist.
Nice. Yeah. Do you get stopped when you're walking around the area?
Nope.
my dad got stopped. Yeah. But I think he didn't do it.
Oh,
takut sikit lah.
Easy money je.
Yeah, but then you don't know how, like, you don't know it could be
whether
a scam.
Whether it could be traced to you and stuff like that,
right?
Because
Europe is banyak scams, right?
Pickpocketing
all.
Fun fact, now London, you cannot do GST refund.
After the global blue thing, right? The blue.
Basically, after the Brexit, you cannot do GST refund anymore.
I remember. Because I remember I wanted to do it, then tak boleh.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah.
So that's about it lah.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Question lah, okay lah.
Yeah, you'll be good lah.
Oh, bastard,
I think you have to.
Because you ask my favor, ma. To me, if I ask you for help, you get in trouble, it's my fault.
No, but because you have money. If let's say you work a normal $2,000 a month job,
tak leh.
How to pay sia 6,000?
I won't ask you lah.
Chewing gum je. In your head is innocent, wah.
Oh, chewing gum.
Oh,
chewing gum. Ni bukan bag ah.
Chewing gum.
Oh, ni chewing gum.
Yeah, you ask sah belikan dua.
Butuh lah. Aku $20 per month.
Kena $2,000.
5 tahun lah, bu. Tahu lah. Aku pay back ah, but like slowly ah. Very slowly ah.
Seram saya dengan gitu. Wow, aku kena $2,000.
Pasal chewing gum.
Ambil chewing gum dapat bawa balik ah.
If you ask your friend buy for you vape, come back, your friend kena caught, will you happy pay?
Have to ah.
Kena bayar.
Have to
definitely
kena bayar. But I know of a lot of people who wouldn't
Yep.
Who wouldn't buy.
Wouldn't pay.
Oh, wouldn't pay.
Yeah, because can't afford. $1,000, $2,000 per vape. I ask you to bring back for me 2. $4,000. Crazy, sia. How to pay? I nak bayar pun sakit je.
True.
If I got family already, then lagi problem.
Just don't lah, bro.
Just do it yourself.
But I
or don't lah. Just don't do
just
it.
Just smoke cigarettes, bro.
Just smoke cigarettes.
Butterfly, roll. Just stop smoking.
Cigarettes stop smoking.
$14.
Man. Smoking disgusting, guys.
Disgusting.
Although I'm craving it like crazy.
Tak payah, Shu. Yeah. That 1 year, you got it. Smelly lah. If you
smelly,
if
you, I like time consuming.
I'm not going to lie, sir.
No
miss
one
the smell.
Else likes it though.
Damn. Time consuming.
Yeah, your wife will hate it. Your child will hate it.
Or maybe you'll lose weight.
But
if you only
it.
Can smoke at level 1, then you take the stairs. You won't take the fucking stairs.
I won't take the stairs. What the fuck?
Penat, sir. He smoke lagi, stamina turun.
Sir.
Naik turun, dah pengsan.
Just smoking.
Just smoke your thumb. No, you're just thinking about it too much.
No, dude, like because my colleague smoke, right?
Yeah.
Then after that, like, I would go down with them, teman.
Yeah.
Then after that, like, I wow, I'm rindu ah, the smell. I would just stand there. Like, oh damn.
Don't do it. Y'all should watch the Jewel.
The vape near tu kan, documentary.
Eh, Jewel is great, yeah.
Ada.
As in like business wise.
Oh, yeah. It's 50 billion, right?
Jewel, SP2.
Yeah.
SP2 is China, 50, right?
Yeah.
Their net worth went up to 50 billion, though.
Damn.
But after it went down to 1 billion.
Why?
Because people were getting sick.
Right.
Yeah. So they were cancelled, rabak.
All right.
With that, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't followed us on any of our social medias, it's at randomlyrelatable_SG. We are everywhere on Telegram, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Spotify.
Yeah.
Listen to us every week on Monday and Thursday, 9 p.m. And don't forget, we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Yo. So if you come all the way to the end of this podcast, we just want to thank Property Win for sponsoring this podcast. It's great because like, all of us are moving to into stages of our life and stuff like that. And now this is probably a stage where a lot of us are getting married. A lot of our parents are older and things like that. And
the next stage is to get property.
Get property. Yeah. You want to buy your new house. Buy your first house. Maybe you want to right size down for your family house and whatever not. And that is why we feel it's very, very important. And it's a perfect collaboration with RSG and Property Win lah.
Yes. And so, how do you always used to say it always? Just so you know, or is it hello there?
Just in case you forgot.
This podcast is brought to you by Property Win.
And just in case
7750
88775050.
Yes, so like all jokes aside, guys, just WhatsApp him and he'll answer all of your WhatsApp messages or all your queries about real estate. Don't be shy, just ask him, for example, like simple questions also. How to apply for BTO.
Simple questions, how to apply for BTO, how much is the down payment, what is the grants,
what do you mean by minimal cash,
what to look for when you're looking for a house,
I bet all of these questions, I think,
do they really mean 6-minute walk to MRT when they put it on the listing ke?
Padahal 2 kilometers.
That's a solid 20 minute walk.
Depends how fast of a walker you are.
Depends on how fast you walk.
If my nenek...
It will take some time.
Yeah, so real estate now is like, I think when Wise and I were applying for BTOs, it was a very complicated process. We even had to contact someone to know more about this whole process.
And fun fact, Property Win was one of the guys I spoke to and gave me some very, very insightful tips.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if I benefited from the tips, you would too.
Yeah, and we've all met him personally as well.
Yes.
So we did make sure that we chose the right agent to sponsor us.
Yes.
So that you guys can benefit from him the most.
With that, thank you guys for listening and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye.